Let's pray.
Father, thank you so much for being our God, and thank you for the opportunity that we have. We thank you for the blessing of being able to open your word. Father, there's so many things you want to say to us through this series of the book of Esther. So, Lord, you know my prayer, you'll move me out of the way. That you have the freedom to say and do whatever to whomever. For those of us who need comfort, I pray you will comfort us. And for those of us who need conviction, I pray you will convict us. In your Son's most holy, precious, and glorious name, we all say. You know, one of my first questions I had when I read the book of Esther, one of the first times, was why did they name it Esther? Why did they call this book Esther? Seemed like it should have been called Mordecai. Amen? The book of Mordecai. That's why it's called Esther. A lot easier. And the more you study it, the more you realize that Mordecai was a lot of the foundation and backbone in the book of Esther, but it was Esther that put her life on the line. It's one thing to talk about what you need to do. There's another thing to put your life on the line and get it done. And as Christians today, we don't worry too much about putting our life on the line. We are worried about putting our reputation on the line. Not Mordecai. Not Haman. Haman was a nasty boy. Can I have an amen? If you don't know who Haman is, you will by the time we get through with the book of Esther. Do you know that every Jew in the book of Esther was living a carnal life? There's not really one outstanding righteous Jew in the entire book of Esther. They was totally disobedient. They went against God's promise and desire to return back to Jerusalem when they was freed. None of them left. That's still here in the book of Esther. There's not one time in the book of Esther God's name is mentioned. The only book in the Bible where God's name is not mentioned. Why is this book not only called Esther? Why is it in the Bible? Can I have an amen? Some of you going, well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to say amen to that or not. Because a lot of times, I can go full days and not mention God's name. I can go for a week. Very seldom past will I go for a month. Unless you're talking about studying. Not one time is prayer mentioned in the book of Esther. Fasting is mentioned. You list fasting and prayer. But it says that they fasted. What do you do when you fast and not pray? Except get hungry. Fasting is not for your benefit in the aspects of getting an advantage for you. Fasting is you eliminating you to put God first. It's not for losing weight. Can I have an amen? And you only fast when you have opportunity to seek after God and to see what his answers is about something. not because it makes you feel more spiritual, and that you are sacrificing something. Yet God shows his faithfulness. Like you would not believe his protection. Like you will not believe his love for a rebellious people. Like you wouldn't believe in the book of Esther. As an encouragement, not for those that are in Persia and Media, but for those that are in Jerusalem. For if God would take care of the ungodly, rebellious, refusing to pray, and refusing to use his name, believers, what we do with those who are walking with him? Sometimes the same thing. You sure you want to study the book of Esther? Let's look at this, because it is awesome. Is it okay if we make a walk through the Bible so you can understand the book of Esther better? Let's start with Esther. Come on, girl. Esther, my girl. All based on her looks. Talk to the pastor now. You know, there's something to say about a woman that's good looking. Opens a lot of doors. Now, beauty is skin deep. Ugliness goes to the marrow of the bone. Can I have an amen? And you can be a good-looking man or a good-looking woman and be just as ugly as you want to be. But the world don't always look at the bone. They keep an eye on the face. Guess where the king was looking at? The face. And how God used that circumstance to save his people. As simple as her looks, God used to put her in power and place to save the Jewish people. God can use anything he wants, even your looks. And some of you are sitting in here today, don't like your looks. I don't care how good looking you think you are or how good looking you think you're not. You are still complaining about how you look. You're telling God he made a mistake. I love me. I love the way I look. I am not going to be upset about nothing about me. Because it wasn't me that told God how I should look. Can I have an amen? He came up with that idea all by himself. He came up with creation all by himself. And his thoughts are pretty good when he come up with something, as far as I'm concerned. Decisions that was made. Chapter 1, Vashti the queen. What in the world possessed that woman to tell the king, I ain't coming over there? And I know she said ain't. Because the sister must have been mad by this time. Come over here and show everybody how beautiful you are. I ain't coming. God used that. Is there any circumstances in your life that you think shouldn't be there? Then you're missing out on God using it. For his glory. For his picture of what you want to know what he's like. Book of Esther is full of man's decisions, bad and good, that falls under the sovereignty of God. Anyone know what sovereignty means? In control. The book of Esther shows how man cannot mess up the sovereignty of God, even though we try very hard to do it. Well, I'm just going to mess this up. I don't feel like obeying God. I'm going to sin today. God is so in control, he'll still use you in spite of you. But he don't mind beating you while he uses you. Can I have an amen? Well, that's not a very good word, Pastor. God doesn't beat anyone. He just disciplines us. You ever read the Old Testament? Have you read what he did in the New Testament? I think that's a beat down. Can I have an amen? Flat out beat down. Well, Pastor, they're just such strong words. We should use more like we discipline our kids. Where? You got kids in Christian homes talking back? Talking back to parents, telling them what they think, and sometimes using profanity after you use yours. Don't y'all wish y'all was still on vacation? The sovereignty of God in taking what man tries to mess up is the book of Esther. Esther chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. Gives us more information than we ever get through in 3 years. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, if you got an NIV, a couple of other translations, that is not Ahasuerus, it is Xerxes. Xerxes. We even have some of our biblical scholars that say that this is not Xerxes, this is Artaxerxes. The son of Xerxes. I think they lack Artaxerxes because he was on the movie 300. If you saw that movie, you saw the son of Xerxes. Looked like a big, tall freak. He was a bad boy. Persians and the Medes were bad boys. I'm going to call him Xerxes. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
I believe it is Xerxes, not Artaxerxes. And I'll tell you why in a moment. Because the Bible uses Ahasuerus, and Artaxerxes never had that as a name. This is Xerxes who reigned from India even unto Ethiopia. Over 127 provinces. 127 provinces he ruled over. That in those days when the king Xerxes sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan, the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his prince and his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and the prince of the province being before him. In his third year, tells us everything we need to know. Chapter 1. Tells us the very year that he had the party. And had a party for almost, what, half a year? That was a party. Hate to pay for that. This man, Xerxes, reigned in Persia from 586 BC to 564. Excuse me. I'm looking at the first king. He reigned from 486 B.C. to 464 B.C. Artaxerxes took over in 464 and ruled to 424. Very important to understand this, because the book of Esther is one of the last books that is going to be written before God goes silent. We know for a fact that the book of Esther was written sometimes after 485, probably before 464. We can narrow it down to within the 20 years, and we can narrow it down even more to about the last 9 years of Xerxes' kingdom. And I don't know why everyone else is having a hard time, but the Bible tells us when it was written. Want to see? Look over in chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, read with me. And he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had made known to him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that was throughout the whole kingdom of Xerxes, even the people of Mordecai. In the fifth month, that is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of the king Xerxes, they cast pur, or lots, that is the lot before Haman, from day to day and from month to month to the 12th month, that is the month of Adar. So we know that hadn't been fully written by the 12th year reign of Xerxes. So that gives us only 8 years left, because he only ruled 20 years. Isn't the Bible good? The best commentary on the Bible is what?
The Bible.
The Bible. Why is this such a good book? I think you will find the answer to that in chapter 4. Beginning with verse 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews." Don't get uppity just because of your position. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
You know how many people that had a high position at Microsoft that thought they'd never get fired? Oh, come on now. You know how many people that was very successful in real estate that thought they'd never have a problem? When they dot coms became the dot nots, things changed. Don't think because you are sitting under the king and you're the queen, you're going to be protected from this law. For if thou altogether holdest that peace at this time, then shall there be relief and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Here we go. And who knows whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? How many of you don't think that you are where you are for such a time as this? The job you have for such a time as this. For the relationships you have for such a time as this. For the influence or the lack of influence you have for such a time as this. That makes the book right there. What are you going to do, Esther, with this time? God has put you here for this time. But don't worry. If you don't want to do it, It will be done by God some other way. And they don't even mention God. They say they don't know who wrote the book of Esther. First, they argue about the time that Esther was written. If you're arguing about what time Esther was written, you're probably not going to know who wrote it. I don't think it's that hard. I think the Bible tells us who wrote the book. At least I've come to that conclusion, and I got the right to be just as wrong as anybody else. Can I get an amen? But I think the book of Esther tells us who wrote it. Shall I prove it? Most of y'all are from Missouri. Go to chapter 9. Now, someone could have added this in because of the way it's written, or Mordecai could have done it with Esther as they're getting ready to send the letters out. Look at verse 20. And Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters unto all the Jews who were in all the provinces of the king Xerxes, both near and far. The explanation of the Feast of Purim means lots, throwing lots. They celebrated because Haman had thrown lots to kill the Jews. And God turned it back on him. God's got a great sense of humor. Amen. God has a great, you gotta believe that. Amen. Amen. Go and look in the mirror. Look how many different faces God has made. Amen. Amen. How do we recognize each other? Because we all look alike. And he's still making new faces. You know, he could pick someone that lived 3,000 years ago and make you look like them. You wouldn't know it. But I don't think he runs out of faces. Can I have an amen? And he always makes at least two. To throw you off. Have a look-alike. Can I have an amen? Amen. Some of you are cracking up. Cause have you ever seen anyone that look like you? And then you go, I don't look like that. And someone go, yes, you do. You look just like them. I have a friend that I'm always picking people out. I go, man, you look just like that. I don't look like that. Yes, you do. I drive her crazy. And she falls for it. Look over here. Latter part of chapter 9, verse 29. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew wrote with all authority to confirm the second letter of Purim. I think who wrote the book of Esther was Mordecai and Esther. Mordecai probably did most of it. Esther came in to reaffirm the celebration and the feast that the Jews celebrated up to now, I believe. It is the last feast of the year, the feast that is followed by the Passover. And there's a feast of celebration of God protecting them. Can I get an amen from somebody? Man, this was just A. I had a bunch of B, C's, and D's. Shall we wait till next week? We only got one service next week, so I can preach as long as I want. Amen. Bring a lunch.
What time is the service?
No, it's dinner. Dinner. Yeah. I'm already have eaten lunch. The boys have a song for us. Yep. I heard some response. I thought that was going to be down at Starbucks. All my kids in town this Sunday, and I was trying to get my daughters, Stephen, to come up and sing with you. They're hiding. I'm going to call them out the second service. Hope they're not here. Okay, good. Esther. Prayer never mentioned. Esther. God never mentioned. Esther. And the Jews of Esther. Rebellious against God's command to return to the land. Esther. Put in place for such a time as this. Antioch. We are just like Esther. We are put here for such a time as this. I pray we don't forget about God, and I pray we don't forget to pray. But remember, we are just like Esther. For such, what? A time as this. Father, thank you so much for being our God. And thank you for what you want to teach us through the book of Esther. It is good.
Come on, come on.
Sweeter than honey. Stronger than the strongest man. Wiser than the wisdom of men. Your word is the foundation of our walk as Christians. May we never, ever be the same as we studied the book of Esther. And if we don't learn anything, Lord, except how not to do things, may we learn that lesson. In Jesus' name, we all say, amen.